So our first goal is that we need to make sure that what we submit is a clean claim. And so I want you to look at this first bullet, is that the diagnosis does not establish the medical necessity of the treatment, or if the problem or illness is acute, your diagnosis has to convey the emergent nature of the patient encounter. And if it's a chronic diagnosis, then and it's not the reason for the visit, then don't bill it as the primary diagnosis. A lot of times is that your first listed or primary diagnosis is going to be the reason for that visit. Why are they there today? And this is what you have to watch out for. And I've seen it on many audits where I've audited records is that the provider, the patient comes in for one thing, but the doctor is doing some incidental stuff for high blood pressure or diabetes, which would be an identified risk factor, and they listed as first and secondary, primary and secondary diagnoses when the patient actually came in for a sore throat. You list the sore throat as the primary diagnosis. So we have to really watch how we're doing this kind of thing. So the other thing is that these diagnosis codes in ICD-9 right now is that we have a three-digit or three-character rubric. That's your category code. And those are the characters that are before the decimal point. So you have that, and then you have one to two after the decimal point. And your book, knowing how to read your book or knowing how to use your software program or whatever it is vital to any billing staff or anyone who's doing appeals or posting or anything like that, because what we're looking at is the question, was the diagnosis code coded to the highest level of specificity? If in your manual, your CPT or ICD manual, it says check fourth or check fifth, that means it is mandatory to have a fourth or a fifth digit.